Rabbi Dr. Moshe Bamza is, besides being a rav of a shul in Albany, having to deal with balabatim on these issues, he's also an MSW, a master of social work. He will be addressing ethical wills, halachic wills, and healthcare proxies. Rabbi Dr. Moshe Bamza.
In the words of Chazal, Poskim Achsanya Tchilo, what I'd like to at least begin to say is that it's good to be home, I guess, a little bit. For those who know the name Bamza, then you know that I moved to Avenue P and East 5th Street over 50 years ago. And so it's a bracha, really, to be home, Baruch Hashem, back in Brooklyn, New York. Having spent the last 22 years, and I have my Rebbetzin here, who's really the support network that keeps it going. My daughter's here as well. But it's good to be home and to know that, in fact, the Young Israel of Flatbush. Now, in terms of having played baseball against Label Sharfman 40 years ago, batting number four was only there to clean up, right? Well, what happens when everyone before you hit a home run? And then you're left really as your own batter. And so for this evening, I guess I'm on my own because, in fact, to say thank you to Rabbi Amman for the opportunity of being here at the Young Israel of Flatbush to follow with the extraordinary presentations that have already been presented to you, both by Rabbi Flaum as well as by Dr. Pop and by my son's teacher, Mr. Kovri. And so you have an extra part of the experience at Yisoda Yeshua in Queens. And so if you're looking forward to different programs, it's a way of sharing. I must tell you that it's been a long day for me because, in fact, earlier today I participated in a confluence program with the Wurzweiler School of Social Work together with Furkamp Graduate School dealing with the issue of hope. It was called the Day of Hope, and it dealt with death and bereavement. And perhaps that's one way of looking that, in fact, Chazal understood this very, very clearly, that, in fact, the bracha is there. When you have the gift of a metropolitan health system, but to be able to provide insight, and you have the support of a Maimonides hospital where Dr. Pop is a part of the oncology staff, and you have the bracha of an Orthodox union you can turn to, then perhaps I can start by saying that Rabbi Schwartz and I shared the experience together with Rabbi Silver, and he sent me the tape to know that Dr. Abraham made the comment of saying, and I think you've heard this loudly and clearly, while Chazal, while our rabbis in Pirkei Avos said, Aseh Lecha Rav, there's no question whatsoever that Aseh Lecha Rofe becomes an imperative. Living in Albany, New York for the last 22 years has brought me very closely in touch with the fact that families don't have the gift necessarily of Rabboni. And the bracha you have in Metropolitan being able to provide a support system with Rabbi Steinberg and with others, Scheinberg and others, who provide this kind of constant care, is to know that we in the field live the experience of saying, what are we going to do? To whom can we turn? I came back from my experience with Dr. Abraham a few weeks ago, and I thank Mrs. Weiss as well. I came back a few weeks ago, and I happened to be in another part of Brooklyn, share the experience, and had a Hasidic Yid turn around and say to me, but at 4 o'clock in the morning, who am I going to turn to? And so part of the Yidid Nefesh that Rabbi Schwartz is going to talk about is, who am I going to turn to? We can have the halachic authorities, and we can have the halachic determinations that are going to be made. We can have the medical directives that are going to be provided, and we can have all the support networks that are there. But who is going to turn to the family when the doctor says, do we provide support networks and life support systems, or do we do Chevy Altas and not put them on? It's very hard, and I have a lot that I can say. You have healthcare proxies, which become support documentation. It's necessary. Now, many of you may have dealing with when illness and when serious illness strikes, we think we're in the here and now. But all of us are going to have relatives elsewhere. And mishpachas don't live together anymore. And it's an opportunity of saying there's an ethical value system that needs to be shared. Do it now. I have a whole list, and I could spend the night talking about ethical wills that becomes a part of the preliminary, the preamble of being able to communicate. And Gedolei Yisrael provided us with the gift of saying, don't wait until it strikes. Don't wait until it's too late. Have the conversations with children, have the conversation with siblings, have the conversation with parents, with grandparents, great-grandparents, GGs, great-grandparents. Because Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where we're going to have 3, 4, and 5 generations. But when that moment starts, and when that moment is experienced, we need to be able to respond. And this is where Aseh Lecha Rav and Aseh Lecha Rofein become part and parcel with the reality of our lives. You won't always have a sensitive, concerned, committed doctor, because there are dollars and cents that play their game. I can only tell you, when it comes to even bringing it into the hospital, of which doctors are being told, and here it's not a question of having machinery or not having machinery, it's a bottom line. And you need to have that kind of direct contact. And it's important, it's an imperative that you approach a Rav and make sure that every Rav has a contact inside of each hospital within the framework of a city. Because otherwise you may find yourself in a position where you're at odds. Because you may be recommended, as a nurse recommended, I had a situation a few weeks ago, Rachmana Litzlan, and I have still living with it. You live with the fact that if Emily was advised by doctors, she's not going to live very much longer, it's okay to let go. And the Rav is called in at the end of the process. And then try and reconstruct after the family has already created its own psychosocial value and psychodynamic. And has dealt with the process of letting go. At least in their minds, they're ready to say goodbye to mommy. But then all of a sudden you stop and you say to the doctor, what difference did it make whether or not you allowed the natural processes to take place? Or did you then have to say, let's pull the machinery and let's shut it off? A doctor had the audacity to say to me, 3 days. That's all it was 3 days. And then try and reconstruct. It's an impossible process. But if you have the opportunity of speaking in advance, if you have the directives, and we're living inside, the third partner in this program, in the top right-hand corner, is the Rabbinical Council of America. The Rabbinical Council of America gave a gift to Rabbanim 15 years ago of creating a structure that we call an advanced directive. The do's and the don'ts, the wants and the not wants. If you think it's easy, please, I know that Mr. Kobri made the comment of saying, and the comment was made that it's in the packets, sit down with both legal counsel and with a Rav before you can even begin to understand what the do's and the don'ts mean. And if the Aguda came back and said, no, it's important to have a healthcare proxy and be able to sign and have that small card inside of your wallet the same way, because some of the issues that we deal with today are no longer just the issue of life and support systems. But the questions of transplantation do come into play. The question of hydration still comes into play. The question of CPR and CPH. If we're going to be able to provide DHRs DNRs and DNHs. Because today we may no longer be dealing with the circumstance because we're dealing with a hospice environment across the country and not going to hospital. Letting things be as they are, in passive processing, where you're no longer recommending that a person be brought to a hospital, a part of the reality that we're living with today, and that have to be dealt with in a very sensitive fashion, and this is where the Rav comes in. Rabbi Alman said to us at the Orthodox Union just a few weeks ago, that in fact he's come up with another structure, which is a synthesis of the existing structures, a sensitive, delicate, very specific structure, a very specific tool. I would recommend to everyone here who is a member of the Young Israel of Flatbush to speak with the Rav and to follow it through and to know that in fact what we write now at the age of 55 is not necessarily what's going to be appropriate at the age of 85 and beyond. Because we're living in an era where there's going to be life that's going to be continued because you have the gift of science. And it's not at odds with life, and it's not at odds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, and Frank, that you made the decision to have this program tonight. In the beginning of Chodesh Iyar, the Rosh Tevos, the acronym for Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha. Ani Hashem Rofecha. Meaning that in fact this is a propitious month for all of us to take the opportunity and sharing in the experience. And so I could spend time tonight and I have a series of different ethical wills that were written. We have the documentation that's here. We have the capacity to be able to go through it. If you want, I'll read them to you later. Good evening.
Thank you, Rabbi Bomza.